This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to come back here in a little bit and take a look at the question, will farmers benefit from lower fertilizer prices again in 2017? We're back on this week's program with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So David, looking at fertilizer prices, that's kind of the lone bright spot right now in agriculture. We've got fertilizer prices on the decline. So tell us about fertilizer trends right now.
Yeah, we talked earlier this summer, falling fertilizer prices was one of the big benefits for producers in 2016. So the big question is, will that trend continue into 2017? One of the things that we saw looking back a little further, back to 2010, is that fertilizer prices for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium all trended higher from 2010 through like mid-2012, 2013. Since that peak, they've settled back lower. So take anhydrous ammonia, for example. In 2010, that was around $500 a ton. It reached nearly $900 a ton by 2013, and it's back down around $500 a ton again. On the other hand, potash went from $500 a ton up to $600 and settled back down closer to $400 in current prices. So we've seen this trend of them peaking in 2012, 2013, and starting to settle a little bit lower. Specifically the last 2 years when we look at anhydrous ammonia prices. And again, a lot more detail on our blog post this week, and invite the listeners to look at that. In early 2015, anhydrous prices were nearly $725 a ton. As we noted last fall, prices fell pretty substantial. They got close to $650 a ton. And as we got up to harvest or planting last spring, they dropped again closer it's about $570 a ton. We had a little bit of a peak in the middle of planting season, but now we've settled down to as low as $500 a ton in the most recent data. So overall, we've seen anhydrous prices fall more than 30% in the last 2 years. So pretty big adjustments when producers think about that.
Well, let's talk about then the farm-level implications of these price declines.
Yeah, when we look at if we assume that producers are putting down a fertilizer rate of 180-70-70, and we look at the cost per acre of getting to that fertilizer mix, in 2011 to 2013, that cost about $160 an acre. By the time we got to 2015, it was about $140 an acre. In 2016, we dropped $28 an acre, so that's part of that big help that we saw this year, the big relief that we saw this year. If we take today's prices, which are down anywhere from 10 to 20% from what our springtime prices were, producers can expect about another $16 an acre in price reduction if today's prices were to carry through to the spring next year.
All right, wrap it up for us. How do farmers take advantage of these lower prices looking forward to 2017?
Yeah, so, you know, fertilizer has been a big source of adjustments to the lower cost of production. As of right now, it looks like producers can expect another round of fertilizer cuts in 17. The magnitude of those will still be unknown, but it looks like we're going to continue to work those lower for the foreseeable future. It's important to note that corn acres in 2016 were quite large, 7% higher from the previous year, and the third highest acreage since 1944. So a large corn crop means a lot of fertilizer being used. And so it's going to be important for producers to keep that in mind. Will fertilizer prices continue to fall with large corn crops being planted? That's the unknown right now. But as of right now, producers have benefited and appear to be set up to benefit again from lower fertilizer prices in 2017.
Well, for more on fertilizer prices, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with us on this week's program. I'm Joe Gangwish.